This week's city crime rankings list Compton as the 8th most dangerous city in the nation, based on murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, burglary, and car theft. But a lot of the people who live and work here think that's a bad rap. We found Paula Parker waiting for a bus.
I've been a resident of Compton since 1968.
Wow.
I love the city of Compton.
Tell me why.
Because there's a lot of good things that go on here in Compton, a lot of different activities. We have a lot of good churches here in the city of Compton. We have a good council and mayor in Compton. We just have a lot of good things that people don't come to see in Compton. All they want to come see is the bad stuff.
Jeremy was coming from the library. He works in education. He hadn't heard about the newest crime rankings.
And I lived here majority of my life, and I've never been a victim of any gang violence or anything like that. So I'm somewhat surprised, but then again, you know, things happen.
City Manager Willie Norfleet cited growth in the city's sales tax revenue as a sign things might be coming back despite unemployment rates over 20%. But he also pointed out that when people are poor, they've got to keep body and soul together somehow.
So when you're looking at people trying to make a way and live in a tough economic climate, there's only two things to really do: resort to crime or change laws that allow a person to earn an income in order to survive, as opposed to resorting to crime.
While almost everyone we spoke to was a Compton booster, Lisa was not so happy. She was at the Sheriff's Department substation, waiting to file a report. She didn't want to tell us what it was regarding, but she looked tired and sad.
We have danger around us all the time. Every day is something. Every day. Kids dying. Not only that, it's a lot of other things going on in Compton people don't know about.
How long have you lived here?
All my life. I'm 37.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have 5.
Do you worry?
Yes, every day. For my sons, mostly. I just try to keep them under. You can't protect them all the time. So, I mean, you try to do your best with, you know, teaching them what's right and wrong. So, yeah, I worry about my kids every day.
Compton wasn't the only California city on the list of the nation's most dangerous. Oakland and Richmond were on there, too. And the nation's most dangerous city, according to the people at CQ Press, St. Louis, Missouri. Rebecca Schoenkopf, Annenberg Radio News.